Right now it is time for Jim Lynch and Cover Your Assets. Jim is an independent voice on Wall Street, the economy, politics, sports. He brings over 40 years of experience to those subjects and more. And we say good morning to Jim Lynch. Good morning, Jim. How are you this morning?
Good morning. Good morning. I'm fine. I hope you're fine. Coach Miles brings in a win. The Giants.
You got to laugh, Jim. I was going to say, before we get to the serious stuff, the Giants defeated Washington. All three wins in Daniel Jones' career have come against the Redskins. But, like I said, they're only 1-5. Their coach has instilled, though, that the defense is actually like the 8th or 10th ranked defense in the NFL. I think 10th or 12th. They're right in the middle of the pack. The offense is still down, but they've lost most of it. But here's the interesting thing about the NFC East. After last night, Jim, the Dallas Cowboys lead the NFC East with a record of 2-3. Okay. No, pardon me, 2-4. In second place at 1-2-1 is Philadelphia. In third place, just one game out of first place, are the Giants at 1-5 and the Redskins at 1-5. The whole division now, a quarter away through the NFL season, has a total of 8 wins. That's the whole division. It's got to be the worst division ever in pro football this year. It just has to be the worst.
That is incredible. Well, it's really incredible. I hadn't focused on that.
Oh, it's just horrible. It could be the first division that will have a division winner at 6-10 or 5-11, the way things are going. That's how amazing it is. But that's our little humor for today, because we have so much more that is not humorous that is going on in the world and in our country. But I just want to make us Giant fans feel a little good and know that we're still in it at 1-5.
We're still in it. We're still rooting.
Unbelievable. All right. So now we have potentially the debate coming up. I haven't checked the news wires because the Independent Debate Commission has said they are going to put mute buttons to mute the microphones so people watching or listening on media or watching on TV won't be, somebody can't interrupt that way. Now, I haven't seen whether or not, because I haven't gone to any news sites other than my localness here, if he complained like he did the last time, the president complains like he did the last time, where he didn't want the mute button. So, but that's the way it stands right now. So the rule is muted mics and you have to prove you had you don't have COVID-19.
I think they should do his test right on the stage. Last time he didn't have one. That's Trump. That is. By the way, Trump. Was in the news, briefly covered. He basically said through his intermediaries that he doesn't want to have to talk about the pandemic, climate change, racism, or anything of that nature. Now, I've not heard any response, but those things were already put out a week ago by the moderator. So some people are speculating, well, maybe he's trying to dodge the debate. Who really knows with this person? He's always changes his mind, but there'll be a little bit of a kerfuffle there, I guess. I hope it goes through the debate so we can get on with it, because now with the pandemic raging again, it's pretty clear that you really need a new person in charge of the ship to try and right the ship and not solve overnight, but begin with a base national plan to eventually solve this problem or basically slow it down. Trump basically has given up on trying to do anything, actually, in the last several months. He just continues to talk about the magic elixir of a vaccine, which is many months away, and very difficult for everybody to get one all at once, and it has to be proven out. Example, the state of California, Newsom, their governor, has said, we will do our own. We will do our own verification of whatever vaccine comes on the market. We're not going to carte blanche say, folks, take it. So there's a man who's responsible. He sees the politics going on regarding the vaccine and regarding the pandemic, and he's saying enough. And we'll try and stop the stupidity on our end of this irrational thinking. Cuomo, not as eloquently, is doing the same thing. And more Republican governors now are not going to vote or support President Trump in the election. So I think the real thing now, we thought several months ago the pandemic might be very significant. I think now the pandemic is totally dominant as an issue. It's very simple. The president has thrown out countless times, let's all open it up. Let's open the economy. Let's do this, that, and the other thing. He never has sat down and said, we're going to be serious. We're going to stop this pandemic so we can then gradually open up. We're going to basically do things as Dr. Fauci and others have said and have masks and social distancing, et cetera. Rather, he's mocked the mask. And he's really a danger to the people who are easily moved by his rhetoric, because he's putting them in harm's way. He's putting him in a very precarious position in terms of if they're sloppy and they get it, it's not just death that might await a person. It could be that they'd be damaged for years to come. So I think it's very simple. On the ballot, it's, who can finally start leading this on the pandemic, solving it, getting on with it, not being unrealistic. And the only person there is Biden, because Trump is going the other way. He's denying it. He's mocking people who wear masks. He's mocking scientists. He's taking after Dr. Fauci now, because I think Fauci has just gotten too much publicity to stand it. Fauci has been a great classy guy in terms of handling some of these remarks that Trump has made. And in the end, the Faucis and the science will win out, because if they don't win out, I'm not going to throw out a number. But boy, we are in such a dangerous position here. It's incredible.
Well, you know, what's interesting, and what I've said all along, is that people, when you deal with a pandemic like this, the WHO, the CDC, early on in this, the Chinese, everybody made mistakes because this is a new virus, the COVID-19. And in the first few months, there were certain things that they anticipated would work that didn't work well. So there were shifting changes, but that's how science works. It learns as it goes. I think the main thing that happened here, and I think it still can be saved, because I do have faith in government. I believe it or not, even though I am a democratic socialist, I do have faith in government. I think that the Republicans, after the election, the Republicans and the Democrats can get the way, can come up with a way to come up with a package. And we don't only need a stimulus package. What we need is we can't shut down the economy totally again, because it will just cancel what goes on with the stimulus package. But what the Republicans and the Democrats in the House and Senate can do is come up with a stimulus package that's tied in with a national emergency order, which says that it is now, if you are out in public and you are within 6 feet of somebody else, you must have a mask on. I think the government should spend money to make sure everybody gets those masks, but that should be a national order, as well as ramp up testing. Testing isn't going to prevent anything, but it just lets you know where you can focus your efforts are. I think that instead of shutting down, I think they're going to have to take public spaces like movie theaters and restaurants and gyms and everything and put them totally at like 45% to 50% capacity. It would be a limited shutdown where businesses would remain to be open. And then once you've got testing in place, once you've got all that in place, where there's hot spots, the federal government then can help the states come in and deal with those hot spots. I still have hope that something can happen after the election. And the whole thing between Fauci and Trump why Donald Trump speaks like he does about Fauci, because he doesn't have the authority. He cannot fire Fauci. That is not a prerogative of the president to fire Fauci. So he has just come out against Fauci, and Fauci is now speaking out to protect the CDC, the WHO. It's a really weird situation that in this country and some other countries was allowed to totally get out of control, at first by sheer ignorance and then at second by sheer stupidity. And I'm hoping that once November 3rd comes and goes, that the Senate and the House can deal with this and actually put together a concerted effort. Because to show you how it works, Jim, here locally, this past weekend, one of our excellent, excellent senior living communities, Gear Village, had 7 out of 11 people in their memory care unit. They had COVID, and five employees had COVID, and 2 people that live in the residential have COVID. Sharon Center School just shut down. They're going to go to remote learning because a teacher had COVID, and they have to now contract trace. And the teacher was in contact with a lot of students. Hotchkiss School has had some COVID in it. That was released as well. And North Canaan Elementary School. So we here in our own little neck of the world have to deal with this. And the Sharon Center School shutdown was arranged. So, and this was great about what's going on here, Jim, is that all summer long, the Region 1 School District met and came up with a plan of attack. So now that a teacher has been diagnosed with COVID, students are removed from the school, and then they're going to go back to remote learning, and then hopefully by the 29th be able to get back into school. There's been a lot of work put together in case things like this happen that are working here in the small. But if this is happening here in small Northwest Connecticut, you know, as the winter progresses, these bumps are going to come all over the country. And this is where the federal government could actually help out greatly with funds and equipment to deal with the virus. I mean, we're going to have to deal with it one way or the other. And the way we've been dealing with it hasn't been working. So hopefully, like I said, after we get past all the theatricals that go with this damn election, they can actually sit there and do business after the election is over, no matter who's elected, and deal with this crisis in the right way.
Well, I think your hope is well-founded, and it's well-founded because of the tremendous success of the Chinese, who took the bull by the horns, and maybe they were heavy-handed for a while with the citizenry, but many of the people who might have felt some impoliteness are very happy they're alive. You know, the Chinese economy grew by 4.9% in the last quarter. That is a tremendous comeback for a large nation that has been hit by this. But again, about your hope, they dealt with it. They did do a national plan, and that's what's been lacking, not only the national plan, but the desire to be honest that there's a problem, and let's just go and solve it. Interesting, you're...
Now, be honest, Jim. The Chinese could deal with it because they could. They're in a semi-lockdown society, anyways, so they could go through and do things that we can't do here in this country. But still, we could adapt a lot of different things and do it here. Yes, are we going to have people that are against masks? Yeah, we've had people that are against vaccinations for ever since I've been alive. We had people that were against fluoriding the water when I was a kid. I mean, that's the whole thing about living in a free society. But along with that, in that free society, when the government asks you to do something for the good of yourself and your neighbors, 75% to 80% of the people in this country will do it if they're asked, if they're led in the right direction, and if somehow the federal government can help defray some of the costs. That's the great thing about a democracy. It will work. It won't. It's not perfect, but it will work.
Well, you said it well. What we needed was possibly not the heavy-handedness of China, but we needed a leader. We needed a leader who spoke truth. We needed a leader who worked with the people who were trying to solve the problem. It's been the exact opposite. That's why the pandemic is soaring again. And we just have got to understand the baloney that these people are throwing around in terms of freedom. You know, they did this big motorcycle
in Sturgis,
event out in Sturgis. In the Dakotas.
Yeah, Sturgis.
And Sturgis. And lo and behold, a month and a half or so later, this pandemic is all over the West. And now the people in Sturgis, they couldn't fight it because all of these people coming from out of town on motorbikes or nearby, because it's an event that really helps the revenues of the city. But there had to be something there that they could have cut down in some way so that the risk was not nearly as great. I don't have the solution, but nobody tried to do anything. And instead, all these people came there, they partied, they went to events, they didn't wear masks, and that's why the West is back, in my opinion, one of the reasons, is back surging, or rather is surging. It wasn't surging previously. And I think that is occurring in other parts of the country because these bikers come from various parts of the country. So they bring back with them some of the virus. You know, during the war, the Second World War, people were told you have to put your lights out and shades on the window. We were afraid of an attack. And people did that. And we had people in the streets going and checking. And I don't remember, since I wasn't that old, exactly whether there were fines or something, but there was probably something of a severe penalty for that. So, you know, in dire times, we do have to do things like that. And if people don't want to adjust, I'm not so certain we should allow these hospitals to be overrun if it can be proven that these people were running around without masks. You know, let them continue to run around without masks and let them do it somewhere else.
There's, you know, it's, we'll have to see what happens. Like I said, this has all been clouded by the election, and I'm not going to in any way support, I don't support President Trump, but what you see is what you get. When something like this strikes, if you have a normal politician in there, and yes, I know, politicians take advantage of us all the time. But if you have somebody who's aware of the political process, who can work with both parties, you can deal with this. But when you have somebody who runs his own company, has run his own company, and he is now this pandemic couldn't have come across at any worse time, the final year of his term when he's going to run for re-election. And as a businessman, he's focused on running for re-election. Okay, he's not focused really, and he's trying to downplay anything that could possibly stop him from being election. What I say is, what you've got is what you voted for, and that's what makes elections so important, is that the consequences not only are in effect for 1 year, when it's president, 2 years, 3 years, or 4 years, but what a president does in 4 years can affect you for the next 10, 15 years. And that's why it's so important for people to get out and vote. And like I said, I'm not giving him an off, but I'm just saying he's Donald Trump. He's always been Donald Trump. He hasn't been anything any different. And anybody expected that when he came into the White House, he was going to be anything but a one-person leader and not listen to any other advice unless it was in appreciation with his thoughts. You were looking at the wrong man because it's just not. Now, we only have about a minute and a half left, Jim, and I've taken too much of your time up, so you can wrap this up.
There's a guy named Scott Atlas who is a radiologist who now has a forum representing what apparently Trump is considering. And that is herd immunity, whereby you let a lot of young people die or just get sick and protect the older people. This is actually Atlas's strategy. He also is anti-mask. Now, Atlas was brought in about a month ago. We had this weekly meeting or so of the people, the scientists, and we're no longer doing that. So in a way, I don't know if Trump has a death wish for all of us, but he certainly is behaving that way. One last point. If Trump had met this head on in January or February, declared an emergency, really began working at it, get the Faucis of the world together to solve it, he'd be way ahead in this election. But he went the wrong way, and he's going the wrong way on November 3rd. Anyhow, folks, enjoy your week. It's going to be full of news. Don't let it get to you.
And just remember this. We've been treated like a casino, and anybody that expected any different, I'm sorry. My grandmother used to say, a leopard doesn't change its spots. It's our own fault. All right, Jim. I'll speak to you next week.
Okay, Marshall. Good to talk to you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Jim Lynch and Cover Your Assets this morning here on Robinhood Radio. You can find Jim, of course, on demand at robinhoodradio.com on demand under Cover Your Assets.